You're listening to the Faster Freedom Show, hosted by us, Sam Prim
and Lucas Walls.
Hello and welcome to the Faster Freedom Show. My name is Sam.
And I'm Lucas.
And Lucas, the most important part about this entire podcast episode you need to know is your boy's in the championship game.
Ooh.
Fantasy football.
This week coming up. Playoffs.
So when they stop doing that on the table, playoffs. It's going to be loud in the thing.
Talking about playoffs.
On Monday, when this comes out, we will probably know, I guess, depending on Monday Night Football game, if I'm a champion or not.
How do you feel about that? Does it make you feel like better about your life?
I just, one of those things, you know, winners win, Lucas.
Yeah.
No, I actually do enjoy fantasy football. I spent about a half an hour a week on it, poking around, so not a ton of time. But I am surprisingly, I'm surprisingly good. I looked. The last 5 years, I've gotten third place or better every year. So I don't know. 12-team league.
Great job, man.
Really cool thing to brag about.
The competition must be deep in that league.
Playing your boy Phil, I'm projected 130. He's 118. So
you're on about half an hour a week. He's probably on about hour and a half a day.
Probably, yes. Probably,
kidding,
yes.
Phil, kind of.
I get all my info from old Colin Cowherd. All right, so today we got the new structure. If you're watching, we are back in our boardroom. Downstairs, we actually are making progress finally on that. We have a 7-foot by 10-foot screen.
The LED screen's behind us. We put snow on it.
It's acting like it's snowing outside. So we have that going. So today we're going to talk about real estate. We're going to talk about networking. We're going to get into some business, the Apple Watch ban that's currently going on. We're going to talk about some finance things, some issues for banks. Get into some NFL predictions. We're going to look at the playoff picture and see what we think about that. I'm going to riddle the top segments are always me riddling you. True or false isn't as fun as you, me riddling you. And then would you rather? And then we're going to motivate them. We got a stacked episode. Fucking packed,
it
bro.
Is stacked. We should make this like three episodes, shouldn't we?
We could.
Or just one banger.
We just bang one time.
All right.
It's all about pacing, Lucas.
Yes.
All right. So, Lucas,
yes.
What do you think the I guess let me lay it out for you and I'll let you take it.
Okay.
So one of the most important things I feel like in any business or industry is networking and building relationships. And real estate is no different. Obviously, you need to find people to learn from. You need to find people to buy houses from, sell houses to, work on your houses, insure your houses, title companies. Like, you just need a litany of people to be a successful real estate investor, to just do one deal. You're laughing at the word litany, aren't you? Because I use it perfectly.
I wish I knew.
Well, you do know because I just told you. Oh. So anyways, it's a relationship business. So in this real estate segment, we're going to talk about the best ways to network in 2024, because networking and building a group of people in your corner will help make you so much more successful than not.
That's true. Specifically in real estate. You said every industry, but
yeah,
you know, we don't know every industry like we do real estate. So we're just going to apply it to that. And we know real estate is a relationship business, and building your network is so important. And it's ever evolving, right? Building your network and networking is way different in 2024 than it was in 10 years ago in 2014.
What is your network?
Are you talking about that cliche, stupid quote?
What is your network?
Equals your net worth. Is that what you're saying? Mm-hmm. Goodness gracious. You're going to go.
No, it's a bad one, but it's partially true.
I get it. It's true, but it's so overused.
The more hands you shake, the more money you make.
Oh, my goodness. There you go. What else you got?
FGBM.
What's that?
Nothing. I can't say it.
All right. Don't say that one. All right.
Is that bad? Do we need to cut that out? All right. Keep going.
All right. So, yeah, super important. It's changed so much, but I think we can just reach so many more people nowadays than we've been able to do in the past. Used to be like a ad in the paper for an insurance agent, then you'd call them up and leave a voicemail and then meet them in person or go physically to their office, which there's still some involved. There's still some of that involved in networking, but I think the initial portion, the front half of it, can be so much more streamlined than it used to be in the past.
I think in general, technology in any industry streamlines things and makes things more efficient. Yeah. Same with this. What did you do to your finger?
I got this awesome
ring finger, left finger.
Yeah. So left hand. First of all, this finger has been through the ringer.
Yes.
But I broke my left metacarpal.
Metacarpal.
Metacarpal. like 3 days before my wedding.
Yep, I remember that.
Diving in softball, and I stood up and it was like sideways. But I broke this bone right here, so I was in a cast for my wedding, so I had to wear my ring finger on my right hand for a long time. 8 weeks to be exact. That's not the one we cut off. But anyway,
we cut off a different cast.
Cut off a different brick wall. But this is from, I got this knife set for my birthday, which it's an awesome knife set, but they are so fucking sharp, dude. And I was just cleaning it this morning and whoop, sliced the hell out of it. It just started bleeding everywhere.
Ooh, that's no good.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with your hands because you know a crazy story. This is wild. So Lucas's grandpa is missing his right pinky finger, his right ring finger, and part of his right middle finger, right?
Yeah.
That exact. Two fingers gone, the middle finger's half.
Yeah.
And that happened how he was a piece of machinery landed on.
Yeah, yeah. And, he was a construction worker, mm-hmm. and someone, released, I think, one of those. Some big
thing was a
of
paver. I think it was a big, yeah.
And it crushed it or cut it off or one of the two.
And then about 2 years ago, his dad was doing woodworking and his dad cut off his right pinky finger, his right ring finger, and part of his right middle finger. So literally, your dad and your grandpa are both missing the exact same 2.5 fingers.
On the exact same hand.
On the exact same hand. The stats of somebody losing a finger, the percentage is probably so low. Them losing two fingers is probably lower.
Yeah.
And then to have it be a dad and a son, and then you're next.
I know. It's like the joke is that it's hereditary.
Yeah, it's going to happen. What are you going to do when you have
it? Glad that one hit, because that could have happened.
What are you going to do when you – I guess you can just – golfing's a little bit harder, but you'll be all right.
Yeah, yeah. We got my dad custom grips that are a little bigger.
So now you can just have those, yeah.
Yeah, I'll just have those.
Okay, perfect. All right. So that was a wild story. There's a short for you.
Yeah.
All right. So in general, investing in real estate, so it's important. We've established that technology helps it. Now let's give them some tactical ways to go do it, Walls.
Yeah. So and just some programs and stuff that can help you along the way. I'm going to tell you about a Reach app. It's called Reach. It's an app on your phone that you can – it's kind of like cold texting. It's kind of like – band or whatever, but this is not that. You can get this app on your phone. It's called Reach, and you can upload contacts in there, and you can text like 300 people at a time that customizes messages based on how they're inputted into your phone. So it's a fantastic
random
way.
People or people that are in your contacts already.
People in your contacts already. Okay. It's not just a cold outreach.
Thank you for sponsoring this podcast episode, Reach.
Yes, dude, but it is our acquisition guys, our sales guys, which their number one job is to build relationships, man. In order to stay in front of people and top of mind, they just set that thing on auto go, and every month it just boom, 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 man. And they've gotten so much good context from that. So use the app Reach to not only initially follow up or build relationships, but to follow up with some of the relationships you already had. I might have jumped the gun on Reach, but I was excited about it.
It's very exciting, and they are not sponsoring this episode. The first I've ever heard of them. But that sounds like a really cool piece of software and technology. Yeah. And in general, I was joking earlier, the more hands you shake, the more money you make, although it's probably not that inaccurate. But meeting people in person is the best way to build a relationship. And yes, you're getting in your car and you're driving and going in rooms with people who don't know, but it is much more efficient, old school man over here, than all the other things we're going to tell you. Like, you're meeting other people that are willing to get out. So meetups is the best place to go do that. So go to meetup.com or eventbrite.com, B-R-I-T-E, and find your local meetups. Like, you're not going to I don't love absolutes, but I honestly don't think – I think you are very limited to the success you'll have unless you are involved in a meetup. I think you can do a little bit on your own, but unless you're involved with a group of people in whatever market, I think there are limits to where you can go.
Yeah, and there's always that one relationship that you don't have.
One relationship away from changing your life.
Yeah, right. So I would just be open to meeting – new people and cultivating those relationships and understand the importance of it and what it can do for your business and catapult you into that next phase. So just super important. It's not like my strong suit, and I don't love it. You're really, I feel like you're really good at it, Sam. So that's nice. That another reason why we balance each other super well. So, but anyway, and just another little tidbit when networking, when you're going to those meetups that you're talking about, Sam, is, don't just, I feel like there's people that just network for fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They just like the networking aspect and never understand how to implement those relationships into making their business stronger. So be intentional, know why you're going there for a specific purpose, and drive home those relationships to either grow your business right now or understand in the future there could be a possibility to grow your business. So make sure you nurture it along the way until that time comes.
I agree. Be intentional. Go meet the people. Go talk with them. You don't have to go get on stage. Like, just go, if you're an introvert, just go talk to five people at a meetup and go to the next meetup. But I really strongly believe you need to go to meetups. We have one in St. Louis, Buyers Club. It's the biggest one in St. Louis. It's one of the, we have people fly from around the country to go to it, and most of them say it's one of the better ones they've been to. And I don't think they're just saying that. I think they believe it. And the other way to use technology to network directly with people is Facebook groups.
Yeah.
Now, there are knuckleheads in Facebook groups and more schemers and spammers than there's ever been. But all of our acquisition guys are in them. Mm-hmm. I'm in them. Like, good, there are good investors in these Facebook groups, these local Facebook groups. Every market has them. If you have more than 50,000 population in your market, you're probably going to have one. So there's literally hundreds, if not thousands, of them around the country. There's like five in St. Louis, and we're like a mid to small market. So there's these groups of, you know, 2,000 to 10,000 people. And again, like I said, a lot of knuckleheads in there, but there are a handful or a couple dozen, maybe 50 to 100 really high quality investors and contacts in those groups. And if you're like looking for a plumber, you type in looking for a plumber in this zip code, there's, you're going to get hit with people that are trying to recommend a plumber, or a plumber's going to insert themselves, or a hard money lender or whatever. So it's a great place to kind of immediately up your Rolodex, I would say, Walls.
I love that. I think, social media, any sort of technology, I think, is a great place to initially find someone that is a possibility to connect with, whether it's Facebook groups, whether it's just, you know, an open Facebook forum, whether it's Instagram, whether it's TikTok, whatever, you know, build your following, let people know what you're doing, and then people will start coming to you, and make sure you receive those relationships. So reach out, maybe a DM first or a text message first, then it could go to a phone call maybe, and then maybe a lunch, and then maybe a coffee, then maybe a lunch, then maybe a business meeting. So there's an evolution of this, but I wouldn't jump to straight to, hey, let's have a 2-hour long lunch from somebody you just met on Facebook yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. Make sure to vet them a little bit, protect your time, and make sure hopefully it's worth your while.
I agree. And we complement each other pretty well, because you're the brains, I'm the brawn, I'm the muscle. That's kind of how that relationship works, right?
Good. Yeah. What is that one, like, would you rather be like the strongest person in the world or the smartest person in the world? I think you said smartest, so I'll take the brain.
Oh! You'll take the brain?
Yeah.
I took the brain, though.
Right. You would rather be the brain, so you're saying you'd rather be me. Because I'm the brains, you're the brawn.
That's not true. That's not at all what I was saying. All right. So network. This is going to be very, very important for your growth. Whether you're a beginner, you have a couple rentals, want to get to the next level. We have so many people inside of our community. Just had one today. He's like, I've got 5 rentals, and I've done them 20% down all on my own. I'm looking for a community of people to be around.
Yeah.
That's kind of that next level networking, is getting involved in like a mentorship in a community. Not going to do a sales pitch on ours. We have 1,500 students that own over $200 million in real estate. We had six new people today that was on the onboarding call, and I think 3 of them had rentals, 3 of them didn't. So it's like it's getting involved in some type of paid community. You're going to get the most traction as quick as possible, because you're paying somebody else, so you're more likely to take action, as well as if it's the right person, they're going to guide you and hold your hand. So that's the quickest way to do it.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to turn this into a sales pitch for that. But if that's what you're looking for,
right,
let me know.
And in general, like, which that is a lot cheaper than going out and spending thousands and thousands on marketing. Still a lot cheaper than that. But I think it's many businesses, many substantial size businesses can be built on referrals in your network alone.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of great like networking shops for that, and trainings and seminars that focus on referral-based business only.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fantastic. And I think it kind of teaches you how to nurture these relationships and networks. So that's important, and it's super powerful. You know, half of our business to this day is based off our own network. Another thing I wanted to say is, just because you have a great lender or a great insurance guy or a great contract doesn't mean you can't always have more and add to your bench.
That bench, yep.
Because these type of relationships, they're not stagnant. They're always going to evolve and maybe rotate in and out of your life. So make sure you got an awesome, strong bench of 2 or 3 of each trade or each profession. And also just remember to not only take referral-based business is going to be based on some sort of reciprocation. So you have to give, 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 and then when it's time to take, go ahead and take, take, take. But you might be given a lot before you ever get that big take. So try to align people and meet people where they are, with their needs, and help them solve a problem that they currently have. Maybe they can't help you at this current time, but somewhere down the road, if you're helping them now, they're going to remember that and come back around and give you the business that you deserve at that point.
Life's a game of give and take.
Man, you and your cliche quotes.
More you give, the more you take.
There you go.
Be a go-giver. I'm just full of them, Lucas. All right. So moving on.
You got a litany of them.
Litany. That's you said it right, too. You used it accurate both times. Litany's not
context
a cliche.
Context clues.
Litany's not a cliche saying. It's a real word. All right. Businesses. So Apple just filed an appeal because right now you cannot buy any – they cannot produce any more Watch Series 9 or Watch Ultra 2 models, whatever the hell those are, because they're being sued by Masimo, which is a medical device company. They're saying that they infringed on their intellectual property. And then the Masimo spokesperson says this, because this is newer, Apple, and not just Apple, but we kind of make fun of Apple. I'm an Apple guy, but they like steal other people's like ideas. Everybody does to a certain degree. But anyways, it marks a significant moment in the U.S. as a defender of innovation and protector of inventors' rights. So Apple is known to take Samsung's or other phone companies' ideas and kind of make them their own. That's like a thing. It's not like even people who like Apple would admit that. But apparently,
I think they'd fight you on it, a lot of people.
You think they would?
Yeah. You know the book.
What?
Start with why.
Oh, start with why, yes.
If they believe in their why, there's no, you can't convince them.
That's what Simon Sinek says.
No, that's his book.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah, Masimo is a medical device company that produces fitness tracking smartwatches. That's what they do.
Well, Apple already had a smartwatch probably before.
Right,
that,
I guess the fitness aspect of it, specifically the blood oxygen sensor, infringed on Masimo's intellectual
property. The pulse oximetry technology.
So that sounds very technical. So that's wild. Like you said, though, I mean, that's not the best part about Apple is coming up with new technology. Like, they don't have the best map. Not even close.
No.
They don't have the best.
Do they, Tyler? Tyler's head peeked up. You think the Apple map is better than Google Maps?
It's not. It's not even close. You're in the wrong spot like 25% of the time. Yeah, it has improved. Has improved. But what I'm getting at is that's not what they're great at. They can take these other great pieces and kind of put it together and package it.
And the operating system is obviously incredible for them. And that's their own.
So yes. And the interface and the usability. And that's what they're great at. But all these crazy technologies on oxygen levels, like it's not like they have their own oxygen level team. Like the Masimo's like, this is what we do.
Yeah.
And you went and did the same thing. So. Mm-hmm. Their team on that probably researched Masimo pretty freaking hard.
Yeah, probably.
Pretty freaking hard. So whether they literally just took it or not, who knows? Who cares? But it definitely was a big factor in what they made, probably.
Yeah, and we talked a little bit earlier. Apple is also a big target. They get sued all the time for shit that they don't steal.
Yeah.
So there's that part of it. And look, I don't know. Obviously, there's some type of evidence for them to, you know, because they rarely get stopped in production for what they do, even if they are copying or not. So obviously there's a little bit more evidence in this one, and it looks like Apple is potentially trying to tweak some of the technology. Mm-hmm. They're hoping for a software update and pushed out, not need a hardware update, but who knows? Why can't they just kill that part of the phone? I doubt people buy it just for that, or very few people buy it just for the oximetry technology. So why don't they just take that out of it?
Well, it's kind of funny though, because like we've been talking about Apple a lot the past few weeks
because they're a credible company.
Credible company. Start with why. Simon Sinek talks about them a lot, but we talk about how the MP3 player was a thing, right? And Apple didn't create the MP3 or invent it, but they packaged it into their phone long term. Kind of same thing, like this one company just specializes in health watches.
They're like, yeah,
we'll just put it in our Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. The same thing with all the other stuff. So like Fitbit was a thing for a while, right? Mm-hmm. But Apple's like, well, we can do that too.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know if Fitbit goes away or whatever, but It's crazy that it's like a one-stop shop. It can do, you can do all this other thing that other companies like specialize in.
Yeah, I think it's very, very interesting. I don't know where it'll go, but it's just interesting because Apple is a great company with, you know, that does very well, one of the biggest companies in the world. But with that, you're going to probably have to steal some things and, you know, take some arrows at the same time.
And even if they take that part of it out, like, does Massimo just drop the lawsuit? Probably not.
Well,
right?
They just would get more money, I'm sure. Apple's going to have to pay for it somehow, some way, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They probably have, do you think their P&L has, like, we're getting sued, so, like, they have, like, a line item that's, like, $500 million for, like, getting sued.
At least.
Probably a couple billion.
Yeah, probably a couple billion. We were looking up revenue for Apple, and this past year was, like, high 300s, like, $380 million, give or take. Billion. $380 billion. $380 billion in annual revenue, and the watch accounts for about $8 billion of that, so it's about 2%, give or take. So I don't think they want this to be a big thing. You know, if it was a fight on their iPhone or something
I think they go to war on the iPhone.
They go to war. But on the watch, I think they make some tweaks, they throw some money at this and make it go away.
I don't know.
What do you think?
I think that I think it's just posturing on both sides. Like, it's one of those things where they both puff their chests and then they figure out a middle ground. So I think it's just negotiating at this point. Apple's probably got some pretty good lawyers.
Pretty big chests.
Yes. Puff them chests up.
I haven't heard of Massimo. We're probably saying it.
Yeah, it's probably like it's probably like Massimo or something.
Yeah,
or
Massimo. But haven't heard of them until this episode. So
perfect.
That shows you how big their chest is.
Yeah, stupid Massimo.
All right, chest Massimo.
So finance section, bad news for banks.
Oh yeah.
The global banks overall in the country or in the world have eliminated more than 60,000 jobs, making it one of the heaviest years in cuts
in 1 year
since the financial crisis, and reversing much of the hiring that they had to do after the COVID-19 pandemic. So investment banks have suffered a consecutive year of plummeting fees, and the public listings have dried up, leaving Wall Street trying to protect profit margins by reducing headcount. So in general, the banking industry was, it wasn't like an 08, like, you know, financial crisis, but the banking industry with interest rates going up so much and how that affected their financial books and their spread. We had banks like SVB, which is the biggest bank ever, I think, that fold, and a couple other decent-sized banks folded this year, the most since 08, 09, all that kind of thing. So it was controlled, I think, and there may be a few more banks have happened since then. It wasn't as widespread as some people initially thought. But the like hidden industry that I don't think everybody saw coming, I'm sure people in the industry didn't, but the majority of people did not see coming, was the inflation affecting the banking industry, which is not something most people connected the dots on, I don't think.
Yeah, a lot there, right? That's
what I do, Lucas. I spit fire.
Yeah. Don't burn the mic, bro. Hot. Yeah, that's... But anyway, tough couple years for banks, right?
Yes.
Like, they're, you know, they... A lot, like, forget, like, the... So the interest rates rose, like, ridiculous. So new loans just dried up.
Yep.
And that's such a big source of revenue is all these new loan origination fees and all that stuff that they get with executing new loans. And not to mention a little bit on the spread, right?
Ours dried up about, as far as the rentals go.
Yeah, so we stopped doing loans, and imagine everybody else. Yep. It was the same thing. But we talk about this a lot with our real estate companies. Like, we don't want to be dependent on the market. Like, whatever the market's doing, we want to be able to navigate that and be profitable. You know, obviously there's going to be better years and a better market, and worse years and a worse market. But, you know, to go out of business and to make extreme job cuts, to me, you're just not running a good enough business, period. And they let the market, they got ahead of themselves. They got a little too overconfident, overbuilt out their staff, and had to lay off some people. And they, you know, these big banks probably don't even fucking care.
No.
Is the thing. Like, oh, we have to lay off people. Perfect. This is part of the plan anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So is what it is. But to me, it's just another business that, you know, they've had a tough market. There's been times where real estate's had a tough market that we either fight through or you go out of business, right? Mm-hmm. Or you make a whole bunch of layoffs along the way. Where I was going with that. But with banks, it's a little more publicly scrutinized, lots of regulations, and because they have people's money. Mm-hmm. They have people's money in their accounts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then can lend based off people's money and how much they have in their accounts. So it's just a little interesting for banks, but it's no different than any other business in my eyes.
No, I agree. And I think, and maybe this is all industries' walls, but I feel like there's a few more recent examples. I'm talking, you know, the last 15, 20 years of just the greed of banks. Like, oh, wait, it's pretty apparent that the banks got greedy, mm-hmm. and were giving loans and doing sketchy things to people that couldn't afford them, and they were getting paid huge profits. I know we've seen most people, if you've seen the movie The Big Short, like, the pretty accurate. The bankers are we're making so much, we're making a killing on this stuff, and they can't afford it, but who cares?
It's funny how they portray some of those. Yeah,
it's probably somewhat accurate on some of them. But it's that guy Schmidt from New Girl. He's one of them. So like you said, they – after COVID, all this government money people are doing, so they just like hired and got, I don't know if greed's the right word. It just seems like they get, they should be
ahead of themselves, over their skis a little bit.
Because of
it's not greed. Every bank either.
No.
Every bank is so different.
Yes, especially the small ones. I would guess like some of our banks are probably doing all right and more structurally more sound.
Yes, I agree with that.
So yeah, so this is why it's a big number, but it's global. Right. Yeah. So we're not talking 60,000 people were laid off in the banks in Missouri or something mm-hmm. like that. We're talking global banks. So,
yeah.
And it's probably not just, it's probably only a percentage of that is US based.
Yeah. So I don't know. As interest rates come down, things settle out a little bit. I think most of them will be just fine. But maybe they didn't make as much money as they're used to making. I know they didn't, but they'll be just fine.
They'll be all right.
Yeah.
All right, Lucas, we're going to talk some NFL foosball.
Ooh-wee!
Playoff hunt.
Good segue your fantasy.
Don't look. Who's the number one seed right now in NFC?
Niners?
Yep. Who's in the AFC?
Ravens, obviously, after that performance.
They mollywopped them.
Yeah. And I mean, they've been like good throughout the year, but like they've put together a hell of a year so far. Were they 12-3? Can I look now?
You can look now.
All right, cool.
So we're going to talk a little bit of NFL football. I was kidding at the beginning, talked about the fantasy, which I am in the championship. No big deal.
NBD.
Signing autographs afterwards. So talk a little bit about the playoff picture and who's going to be in the Super Bowl, Lucas. So I like to talk sports. I know most of our target audience like sports and NFL. Mm. Look at the data. I don't know if they like us talking about it though, but we're going to talk about it because we're experts.
Yeah.
I feel like I am in the championship game.
I know. So fantasy is that football expert
evidence?
Yeah,
right there.
10,000 hours. You put it in.
Mm-hmm. Pro. All right. So right now the playoff picture, and it's going to shift a little bit. Looking at, there's 2 weeks left, so I don't think a ton. Most of these teams, some of these are locked, and some of them have, some games that are probably winnable. But Ravens in the AFC 1, Dolphins 2. Chiefs 3, Jaguars 4, Browns 5, Bills 6, Colts 7. Colts probably aren't going to make it, I would guess. Then in the NFC, 49ers 1, Eagles 2, Lions 3, Cowboys 5, Cowboys mm-hmm. 5, Bucks 4, mm-hmm. 3. All right, we're looking at the games. And then Rams 6, Seahawks 7. So it's a very interesting picture that's coming out. I think the biggest surprise out of all of those teams would be the Browns in the playoffs after having 4 starting quarterbacks and the Rams. The Rams were Vegas picked them to be a 5-win team.
I mean, Lions too, man. When's the last time they won the division? They clinched the NFC.
That's incredible. That's true, but I'm just going off like a Vegas odds. I think most people had a Lions winning the division.
Gotcha.
Not the Packers.
But still, the fact that they actually did it.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And they didn't, they've shit the bed plenty.
Well, that division's shitty. I mean, the Packers.
Well, I mean, it hasn't been.
No, not until this year.
You've had A-Rod in that division for a long time, right?
He gone.
Yeah, who else in the NFC North that's solid?
The Vikings have always been pretty
Vikings,
solid.
Vikings, yeah, and then Kirk got hurt this year, so that probably.
But the Vikings, I think last year they won 11 one-score games, were 11-0. And that's part of that's luck, like just the odds were going to come back with them. So
clinch the playoff spot, AFC, we got Ravens and Dolphins.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Only people in it. I like both those teams a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I like both those. I love watching both of those quarterbacks. A lot of fun in different ways.
Proved a little bit. My boy Coward calls them the speedboat of the NFL. Like really fun in summer, but it gets cold and you're not going to drive a speedboat in the winter when it's cold and stuff like that. But
I think that's just. I just think that's what people. That's like the scapegoat. Miami.
My point is they just did beat a physical Dallas team, so they kind of debunked that myth a little bit.
Well, that was at home.
Yes.
That was in Miami, and Dallas can't win shit on the road. The Dallas has the same thing on their back.
Yeah.
That they can't go anywhere and win besides Jerry.
A lot of people.
Jerry World.
A lot of people are like that. So the Chiefs are everybody's acting like they have a ninety something percent chance of making it. They're still leading their division.
Even if they lose, they have an 85% chance.
Even if they lose both games.
Is that both?
Yeah, I think okay. So. Because that would mean that the that would mean that they see their teams aren't even in the hunt. Anybody else in their division? That would mean the Raiders would have to win two, and they would
Raiders are not good.
Not well, they beat them. But anyways, yeah. So it's just interesting playoff picture. The NFC is a little more already booked up. The Niners, Eagles, Lions, and Cowboys are all already in it. Buccaneers, Rams, and Seahawks are in it right now if the season were to end today.
Yeah, who are you rooting for at all these?
I got to be Chiefs. I'm not like a huge Chiefs guy. I like Mahomes and their local, the Missouri team. So the Chiefs, and I like that they're like a – I mean, they're Mahomes has been to the AFC Championship game every single year since he started. So they've had to go through Arrowhead every year until this year. It's pretty impressive. But I would like to see I wouldn't mind the Dolphins kind of make a little run. I kind of like them.
Fun.
They are fun. McDaniels, their coach is hilarious.
Oh, he's a great coach. He's goofy, but man, have you heard him in the locker room? Yeah. He's a great coach.
He's goofy as fuck.
Oh, he's so goofy.
And he's a super good play designer. Them and the Rams have a similar like offense. They have the most motion in the
league. Came from a same similar coaching tree, right? Mm-hmm. I think they were on a
Shanahan.
Yep, they were all Shanahan, McVay, and
McDaniels.
And McDaniels were all on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
For a while,
yeah, Shanahan was
like quarterback's coach.
Shanahan was the OC, but like, I think McVay is an incredible coach.
Yeah,
like
I think
one
so
of the
too.
Best.
I like McVay.
Somebody's saying they're making argument for him being like a top five coach in the top four sports. Like to take the top coaches in the top four sports, he's up there with.
Wow,
him.
That's impressive. So yeah, I think you need a little more under his belt than what he's done. But hey, who knows? But I like to
Who do you
I
want?
I like the Dolphins too. I think they're fun. I just love like their old school jerseys. Like NFL in general, like there's not a lot of change in their jerseys over time, but like just wearing those like weird blue and orange jerseys, and then like Tyreek Hill, like he didn't even care. It wasn't even like tight. It was like kind of baggy around his arm, and he was just out there killing
just
people.
Going, yeah,
he's fun to watch. So the Dolphins would be fun. Man, I just love what the Browns have done this year. Like, how cool is that? Like, four different quarterbacks have started and won a game this season.
I just can't get over their ownership and their ickiness of
their quarterback. They got some icky ownership?
Yeah. I mean, well, everybody hates them because they signed Watson to the first only ever fully guaranteed contract. They're like, nobody. So now the other teams, like, feel pressure to do that. And Watson got bunch of rub tugs for and got sued a bunch, and it was just gross ickiness. So
gotcha. Okay, well, anyway, I like them just because they're like the underdog. It's like blue collar.
They're 10-5 now, so
yeah. And Flacco, he knows how to freaking win.
Yes,
like period. He's very slow footed.
He just chucks it.
Very slow footed, but picks.
He doesn't give a shit.
He throws a great ball.
If it gets picked, he don't care. He's gonna throw it again.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, I wouldn't be surprised they make a little run.
They might,
which is weird. Bills are fun. You know, Josh Allen had a tough start to the year, and I feel like they came back pretty strong.
Their running game's picked up.
Yeah, so Josh Allen could either beat you by 40 or throw five picks and they lose by 40.
He's a little bit all over the place.
But he could beat anybody on this on any given day. So I like in the AFC. Ravens are fun too, man. Like
you can't like them all.
I'm gonna go Dolphins and Browns in the AFC. NFC Niners are tough, man. I like the Eagles still. They're fun when they're playing right. I know they're not clicking quite right at the wrong time, but overall, rooting for Lions and Bucks in the NFC. I think what the Bucks have done have been pretty damn impressive. Like lose Tom Brady. Baker Mayfield going, what are they, 8-7 right now? So first in the NFC South, like they're going to make the playoffs, going a little run. He ain't bad. Baker's playing pretty decent.
He can throw the ball a little bit. I think he was overdrafted, but I think he's a top 20 quarterback in the league. He just shouldn't have been number one pick. I think that was – a lot of people were hard on him because I think the numbers showed that he's good. He's a very good NFL quarterback, but number one pick.
But for him to even be good in the NFL is surprising to me. Just like – just doesn't look like quarterback.
I remember him in college, no.
Yeah. Real quick on the Bucks.
Yes.
Got something for you. We're going to destroy your Michael Jordan, what is it called? one of your talking points about Michael Jordan not takes? Being the GOAT. Yeah, takes.
Okay.
So Tom Brady leaves the Bucks. They go 8-7 this year. Tom Brady's not the GOAT, right?
What?
Tom Brady steps away from the Bucks this last year, right? Mm-hmm. This is their first year without him. 8-7, first in their division, going to make the playoffs. So Tom Brady's not the best quarterback
ever. That's completely different. And the NFL is the biggest team sport out there. It's not even close. Basketball is much more player-centric.
Okay.
But
just throwing that out there for you. So just, I guess the quarterback doesn't matter. The
quarterback does matter very, very much. So you think
just Tom – just thought I'd throw that in there.
Yes. He's saying that because Michael Jordan is the second best basketball player ever. LeBron is better at more things than Michael Jordan was better at. Michael Jordan's better at scoring. Maybe more tenacious defender, but overall, LeBron makes his teammates better. And when LeBron left the Cavs, they won like 40 less games. So that's where he's poking at with the Buccaneers, not winning as many games. But let's see if they win the Super Bowl.
They will not.
There you go.
Yeah.
I gotta go. I think it'd be fun to have Chiefs Cowboys, and I'm kind of rooting for the Rams. I hate Stan Kroenke. They were St. Louis's team, but I kind of like him because I like McVay so much, and I like Stafford, and I like Cup. So I'm kind of rooting for the Rams.
Chiefs got to turn it around, man. They're miserable.
They look horrible.
Yeah, they just can't get any rhythm.
I don't even care that much about them. I was like in a bad mood after watching because they just.
It's hard picks. To watch.
Yeah. And they just make so many stupid mistakes, and Travis Kelce's dropping the ball now. And like,
their
wide receivers like turn too early and pass. Like, what are you doing? It's like he throws it and they're not. They don't not only lead the league in drops, I think, they like run the wrong pattern half the time.
Yeah. They don't have any like true weapons for their wideouts, which I think would really help them. I think losing Tyreek obviously hurt a little bit. That was, 2 years ago now? But still, I mean, imagine having him out there. They'd be a completely different team.
And
they would.
Kelsey's getting a little bit older. And that Rice, I think, is going to be good. But they're learning on the fly. But all I know is
not one person.
I get that. Maybe people are a little more confident. But not one person in the AFC wants to play Patty.
That's for sure.
They all respect the hell out of him. You hear him talking about him.
So you like the Cowboys, huh?
Gross. I just think it'd be fun.
The Cowboys suck. I feel like they just always get talked about, and they're always very average. And I just want to get pissed off that they're.
I just want to get
about.
Whooped. Yeah, they're extremely like they haven't won very much for how much they get talked about.
Yeah.
All right. So let's riddle me this. Lucas is going to get riddled up. Let's get going.
Ooh, riddle me.
4 minutes late to Christmas dinner at my grandma's house. We'll get going through this.
Oh my gosh, Sam.
She lives right there. We'll be all right.
She'd be pissed at you,
Grandma Pat. Sorry. Yeah. Speaking of Pat, Grandma Pat. Patty Mahomes.
Oh, yes.
All right, okay. Lucas.
Who's the true GOAT?
Patty Prim. All right. I'm full of holes, but strong as steel. What am I?
Bro, so first thing that popped in my head is completely wrong.
Okay.
Like, I thought of like Swiss cheese, not strong as steel.
Nope.
Then I thought of steel wool, because it is steel, could be strong as steel. But I think I'm going to go with, and I don't know this for sure, I'm going to go with Kevlar/bulletproof vest.
Because the holes? Holes? Wait.
I mean, I think it's porous.
Where, oh.
To a degree, right?
It's a chain.
Fuck. So I was on the right thought process with the steel wool.
No.
Yeah, because it's made of metal.
But it's not a chain.
But it's similar.
It's like that one that I sent you last night, those guys getting so mad. That was hilarious. Did you watch that one?
We need to talk about that.
Did you watch that one?
That's a tough one.
No, it's not.
Well, fish are animals. Do you agree?
So yeah, then that's it then, yeah.
But is it like, so animals are on top, right? And then of animals, there's different segments, right?
Correct, yeah.
Probably have like human beings.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. Sorry.
Mammals.
And then. And is fish like on the same line as mammals?
Probably. There's more fish than mammals.
So there's mammals, fish, and is that it?
I don't know, maybe.
Or is it like reptiles?
Probably. There's probably a few of them, but that guy got so mad. That was hilarious, his reaction.
Yeah, I would love to see like a org chart.
Yeah, we could work on that. Tyler, get that for the next
life.
One.
Just all right. Life.
I have many faces, expressions, and emotions, and I'm usually right at your fingertips. What am I?
Emoji.
You got that one.
Yes. Yeah, I felt good about that one.
You knew that one. All right.
I just started using them too.
What has a neck but no
head? I only use like three. like the crying face, and the apparently winking face.
The cool, you need to do the side crying one. That's the cool one. You
that's can't the cool
one
these days.
Even though it's not like one of the ones that's auto-populated, so I always use the normal one.
I got to go
old,
search.
We're old heads.
Yeah.
All right. What has a neck but no head, two arms, and no hands?
I'm going to go with a turtleneck.
A shirt. So you got that one.
Yeah.
So two out of three. There you go.
Let's go.
Not bad.
Way better than 0-3.
That's yeah. You got some.
How you like me now, Prim?
How you like me? You were 2 for your last 6.
I mean, last week's. Last week.
Yeah, exactly.
That was pre-Christmas.
That was. Now you're ready to go. 2024. We're gonna keep track of your numbers. All right.
True or false? You too. Here we go. Fuck. All right. 50-50 on every one. All right. So you know the black box in a plane?
Oh, very aware. Yes.
Yeah, for real though, like, what is that for?
It records all the audio in the plane. If it crashes, they're able to like hear
just
everything.
Audio.
And I think it does some of the like
video.
Like no, I don't think video, but like some avionics. Of like the what the plane has done, where it went. Because so if you don't know how fast it went up or down, like Kobe's helicopter, they didn't know like that it was going down. Like the guy thought he was going up until they got the black box. They saw the avionics of it.
You know what I read this morning about how this person died? It kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Kobe?
No, that is also freaks me out. But Aaliyah. Remember Aaliyah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So died in a plane crash, 200 feet off the runway after taking off.
What happened? Did his plane blow up?
So she was in the Bahamas shooting
I remember that.
A music video for Rock the Boat. Right? Rock the boat, work the middle. Yeah. So, first of all, she was 22 years old when she died. Crazy. Way too young. But they got done filming the music video in the Bahamas a day early. So they're like, we don't want to wait till tomorrow. We want to fly back today.
And you could do that on PJs.
Yeah. This necessarily wasn't like a PJ from what I saw. So, one thing happened was they didn't have the plane that they came in on. It was one step smaller. It was a dual prop plane, and the pilot was like 2 hours late. And
just off a bender?
I think so, because they found like traces of cocaine and alcohol in the system, I think is what it said. But also they said the plane was overloaded with equipment, like 700 pounds or something like that.
Yikes.
So that's, but they were like, no, let's do it. We're fine. Like, God.
So that's when we have our PJ, we're going to have jets, and we're going to follow the rules.
Large jets. Limited bags.
Yes.
Sam, you.
Stop it.
All right. So this black box we're talking about in a plane, it's black, right? True or false?
That's false.
Ooh, you are right.
Ooh, I knew it.
It's orange. Black box is orange. Orange is the new black.
Well, that makes sense so they could find it in
the
crash.
Black, yeah.
Maybe originally it was black, that's why they say that, but it makes sense that it's orange.
Yeah, they spray painted it. All right. Number two, true or false, your radius bone is in your leg.
It is orange.
Really
orange. I think your radius bone is in like your foot or your hand, so I'm going to say false.
You are correct with false. It's neither in your foot or your hand.
Where is it?
It's in your forearm. It's in your arm. One of the biggest bones in your forearm.
That guy.
That guy. Don't break that. That would hurt. Ow. God, good thing Jane looked. He turned around and was like, what was that? All right, 2 for 2. You're on fire. All right.
You know what we should do? At the end of this, I should be like, act like I'm mad at you and just storm out and see what Jaden does.
You should.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, man. Last one. True or false? Australia is whiter than the moon.
I don't know how big Australia is. I see it on the map, but sometimes it's down in the southern hemisphere. It's just distorted in the southern hemisphere. Like Antarctica's small and it looks huge.
Continent and a country, right? Australia?
Yes. And an island.
And an island. And there's a reef outside of it.
And there's kangaroos who are mean, apparently.
Saltwater crocodiles. Dude, don't mess with those.
No,
have you seen those like black rivers that they have?
Yeah, I think.
People just like disappear in them.
I think it's kind of like a little bit like controlling, not socialist, but a little bit. I think they're a little much down there. Not much freedom down there.
Down under.
Maybe I'm wrong. I'm going to say false.
Oh, that is true. So it's wider than the moon. The moon sits at, got kilometers in here to your
Tyler.
3,400 kilometers in diameter, which I would say that's, what do you think? That's like a little bigger than United States? Wait, in Australia is 4,000 kilometers. Right, so Luke, Australia is bigger than the moon.
You round this one out. It says, Courtney said they are waiting on you to start opening presents.
Well, why do you start? Okay.
We started this podcast 20 minutes late.
This is hilarious. Are you going to storm out still?
No, I got to go. We'll do that another time. Lucas, you can solo this one.
Or T. York pops up here with me.
Yeah, T. York, come to
for Would You Rather? Want to do Would You Rather? This is fun. All right, so Sam got 2 out of 3 right on true or false. I got 2 out of 3 right on riddle me this. So pretty good streak we got going here, True York. Thank you for these awesome questions today. So let's knock out some would you rather, if you're good with that, T. York.
Let's do it.
Let's both answer these. I'll read through them here. All right. First of all, this is Tyler York, everyone.
What's going on?
Yeah, he helps us put this awesome, awesome show together with scripts and visuals and this beautiful setup here in the studio, right? All right, so would you rather clog the toilet on your first day of work, which was about exactly, I think it was exactly a year ago today.
It is, yeah.
That's crazy. So a year ago today, would you rather clog the toilet up here or on your first date?
It's tough either way.
With your soon-to-be bride.
Yeah. I would say probably first day of work.
Yeah.
Because it's like more like commercial, right?
For sure. Like, where is this date at?
Yeah.
Like, you could be in a restaurant, which wouldn't be the end of the world, but you could be at a park.
Yeah.
Which would be a challenging situation with a porta potty.
Or her house.
Or her house.
That's the worst.
Dude, your first dates, bro. Look at you.
You got to figure it out.
Way better than my first date. It's already at the crib. But yeah, no, that's sick. Okay. I'm going to say work as well. Usually it's more of a, you know, bigger, multiple stalls.
Right.
Right. For sure. Than a one holer. I'm going to go first day of work as well. All right. Second question. Would you rather always have a mullet haircut or a ponytail haircut?
You go first on this. What do you think?
So I don't have any hair. So you would think I'd rather be bald than either of these. First of all.
Yeah, me too.
And the mullet is kind of like coming back around. So I've seen some fresh mullet cuts. Definitely not for me. I've seen some fresh ponytail cuts. Definitely not for me. Boy, I'm going to go with a mullet.
I love the energy, but I can't endorse it.
No, what do you got?
I'd have to do a ponytail.
Ponytail.
Like, is that a man bun? Can you do a man bun? Does
that
count?
That's exactly what that is.
So I did that for a couple weeks. It was fun, but...
Yeah, you did show a picture of that.
I used to have long hair, but... Yeah, I don't know. The mullet just... It takes me back. Like, you see the old movies with the mullets, and then you see it nowadays, and it just feels like a timeline distortion.
For sure. I'm trying to think of like these celebrities in my head with like the coolest mullet haircuts or the coolest ponytails. And there's probably way cooler ponytail.
Yeah, like
dudes
Post
out
Malone
there.
Used to do a little ponytail action.
Yeah.
I don't really know a lot of celebrities with
mullet. D-Money on the Freedom Team had a good looking ponytail. And I liked his because he had it like shorter on the side still. Because I feel like that's what I get sick of with a ponytail. It's long everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it's not in a ponytail, it's like you got a lot to deal with. You got product. You got... What are the ponytail holders?
Yeah,
so with a mullet, at least like you're short on the sides and I don't know.
Less maintenance for
I'm a low maintenance type of guy. All right, so you would rack the ponytail.
I'd
rack the mullet. We would both look ridiculous. All right, last one. Would you rather have eyebrow hair that never stops growing or knuckle hair that never stops growing?
Awkward either way.
Let's say you're going to have to do some maintenance here.
Yeah. Going to have to talk with Manscaped either way on that
one. Yeah, Manscaped. Let's say you have to trim and or wax every week. So which one would you?
Well, yeah. I mean, could you wax your eyebrow? Because you wouldn't want to take it all off.
Yeah, I guess when people get their eyebrows waxed, it's just like around it.
Right.
Unless you like wax it all, and then I've seen like women do like the tattoo or like makeup.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to go with eyebrow on this one just because hair is already supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And it just needs to be trimmed. Whereas your knuckles, you know, I mean, hair's not supposed to necessarily always be there.
Yeah. What's but if you got lazy, it'd start like growing out over your eye.
Yeah. You'd have to be on it. Yeah.
I would go knuckles.
You could wax.
Yeah, or wear gloves if you had to.
We're not gonna wear gloves all the time in the office, just gloved up.
Well, Oh, man. It's a bad day, you know?
All right, man. Okay, going into the... That was fun. Would you rather... I like that we have different ones there, too. You're clogging toilets on the first day of work in your ponytail with hairy knuckles. Yeah. I'm clogging toilets on the first day of work in my mullet with long hair eyebrows.
Bad day, either way.
Bad days. Yeah. Bad days. Yeah, these are like... We're picking from... The lesser of the evils here.
Yeah.
Nothing's good.
Yeah.
All right. So last segment, Motivation Monday. T-York put a quote on here. I'm gonna read about this quote. I'm gonna read this quote real quick. If an opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. That was by Milton. Is that Burley? American comedian, actor. Tell us about that quote. Why did that quote strike a nerve in you and make you want to put it on the script here?
Yeah, I mean, when I saw it, it kind of hopped off the screen at me because, I mean, especially with my background, being a college dropout, it's like the second you make that decision, like, you know, life gets real, really fast and you have to decide what you're going to do with your next step.
Yeah.
I feel like you have a lot of internal pressure maybe in that scenario. I know I did. And figuring out, like, okay, you know, is it sales? Is it customer service? Is it, like, what am I going to do with my life? Am I going to try to start a business? There's a whole lot of risk here. You know, I can't, you know, I need to pay rent, you know, pay the car, all those things. So when I was in those shoes, it was kind of like, whatever that looks like, I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah.
And obviously, fresh dropping out, like, I was with Sarah. I was at her apartment at the time, and I'm sitting there on a laptop like 16
clogging
hours
the toilets.
Clogging the toilets 16 hours a day trying to figure out, like, I'm gonna make this work, you know, I'm not gonna regret this, but what's that look like? And again, I had no skills to really bring to the table, at least from the eyes of an employer, so I was like, let's go, let's find something, let's go, you know, full tilt. And 3 years later, here we are. So just, you know, finding I mean, honestly, even working here was kind of like an opportunity that, you know, I was kind of in a corner with my business. And I was like, I don't want to go backwards. I want to keep growing vertically. And then, you know, the opportunity came with this and the interview. And I just, you know, tried to sell myself and
crushed it,
make it work. And here we are. And I love it. Year later.
Yeah, 1 year exactly. That's wild. Yeah, I think, you know, I'm going to reference my coach, Mike Kitko, a lot here. But... to me, where a lot of like worry and doubt and fear comes from is people trying to control things they can't control.
Yeah.
You know, the weather, what someone says about you, what someone says about something else. It's just anything that's out of your control, and then just ruminating on those type of thoughts. So I always go back to control with you, what you can control. And there's certain things you can control. You control your thoughts, and you control your body. What you do right now is what you can control. That's it. Mm-hmm. The outcomes are not in your control. You can influence outcomes by how hard you work, but you can't control them. And if you think you can, the more stress out and more fear you're going to have.
Right.
But when I read that quote, opportunity does not build a door, that you can control that. Yeah. You can build that fucking door.
Build the door, yeah.
Right? And there's a lot of things that you can't control, but I think just living happier and having a more successful life, the sooner you get to you start to understand what you can control versus what you can influence and not directly control, the happier you're going to be personally.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think, like, looking at your environment and seeing, you know, is there something that's causing you to miss the opportunity?
Yeah.
You know, are you spending too much time on maybe a certain thing or spending too much money in a certain area? Is that taking away opportunities from you too?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Like, you talk about your environment, right? You can't control, like, what happens in an environment, but you can control yourself, whether you place yourself in those environments or how long you place yourself in those environments, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild.
1,000%.
I could go deep on that, but I think that's good for today, man. Any other Motivation Monday quick thoughts from you, T-York?
I think I'm all good.
All right, man. Well, thanks for jumping on. Sam had to go
to
a 17th Christmas dinner over at Grandma Pat. Shout out to Grandma Pat, the goat, as we like to say. So thanks for listening, guys, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. We hope you got some major value from our conversation. If you love what you learn, make sure you like, rate, review the show, and help us spread the word by telling a friend.
If you'd like to learn more about working with me inside one of my programs, we'll have those links in the show notes, along with all our social media handles, so you connect with us there for free. If there's a real estate question you'd like us to answer, feel free to send us a message, and we'll cover it in an upcoming show.